VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Uganda says its security forces are searching for an American tourist and a local driver who were abducted late Tuesday in a national park. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The kidnappers held up the group of foreign tourists at gunpoint in Queen Elizabeth National Park, grabbed two of them, and disappeared into the bush. Uganda police say later the gang, using the phone of one of their victims, demanded a ransom of $500,000. They also say the kidnapped American is a 35-year-old woman. A rescue party of police, military and game rangers has been sent to find the abducted people. The Queen Elizabeth is a protected area near the poorest border with Congo. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Uganda has closed border crossings with Congo in an effort to keep the kidnappers from fleeing. A House committee chairman has formally requested the IRS provide 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns as Democrats try to shed light on his complex financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest. The request Wednesday by Massachusetts Representative Richard Neal, who heads the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, is the first such demand for a sitting president's tax information in 45 years. Mr. Trump told reporters he was not going to give the committee his tax returns.
We're under audit, despite what people said, and we're working that out. As I'm always under audit, it seems, but I've been under audit for many years because the numbers are big, and I guess when you have a name, you're audited.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas aimed at getting the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. All Congress has been promised to this point is a redacted copy. This is VOA News.